Hello, and welcome to another episode of Tech Webcast. Please like us on Facebook and Twitter at Tech Webcast. Thank you.
Tech Webcast.
Minus 10.
Tech Webcast.
9.
Tech Webcast.
7.
Beautiful liftoff. Climbing nicely. Roll program initiated.
Welcome to the Tech Webcast podcast, episode 483, recorded on the 18th of August 2018. Tech Webcast is recorded every Saturday at noon Melbourne time. Please follow us on iTunes and like us at facebook.com/techwebcast. You can follow us on Twitter at Tech Webcast and download the Tech Webcast iOS or Android app. You can support Tech Webcast at patreon.com/techwebcast. And your hosts today are Brad, Jacob, and myself, Daryl, who's fumbling through. Whose mouth won't work today.
I think Daryl might have had a few too many beers last night.
Oh, no, actually I didn't. That might be the problem. I didn't have, I had two beers last night. So, I mean, I can't be concerned. It was just, maybe it's the excitement of winning the meat raffle.
Winning the meat raffle is awesome.
Yeah, winning the meat raffle is awesome. So I should say, so that may be the excitement of me winning the meat raffle has thrown me out today. So that's, it's just one of those things. I mean, you know, it's just Saturday morning here in downtown Mansfield. So how are you, Brad?
I'm good, Daryl. How are you been, mate?
Yeah, good. Yeah, no, had a busy but good week and just stuffs at work and they're rehearsing for Mary Poppins at the moment, and I had to set the ticketing system up. So a bit of tech, yeah. We use Try Booking, which is an Australian company, trybooking.com, and for most of our ticketing, which is done online. And
That's cool.
Yeah. So that's just a tech thing. And it's amazing now how many there's another one called Eventbrite, which is another company. We don't use them, but they're a big player in that field. And it's amazing, you know, that sort of online stuff a few years ago would have only been for big, you know, ticket tech and big companies would have been the only ones that would have been, you know, offering online ticketing. But now, you know, in the last few years, smaller companies are out there now offering it at a price that theatre companies, amateur theatre companies and stuff can afford. And now we set ourselves up and most people buy their tickets for our shows online.
That's good, Daryl. Last week we didn't do an episode.
No.
We did with my... Your phone was broken.
And it's one of those things where, you know, if you're like me or you're like most people who have phones, you're constantly updating your apps and things. And my Commonwealth Bank app seemed to have broken, and it was more, you know, I couldn't use the fingerprint. I got the iPhone 6, of course, and it's got the fingerprint reader on it, and it wouldn't. And then, of course, you've got to remember your password, and that's the one downside of the fingerprint reader is you can use it for months and months and months without any issue, or even perhaps 12 months or more, and then of course it doesn't work for some reason, and it pops up and says, just put your password in. You think, God, what's my password? I haven't used it in forever.
Yeah.
So I had to reset the password And then I had to uninstall. I ended up uninstalling the app and having to reinstall the app. But everything in the end fired up. So, yeah, the lesson is if you have issues with an app doing some strange things like that, the issue is uninstall the app and reinstall the app because it might have got not corrupted, but it might have been bugged when the update might have bugged it. So. So that was it. Yeah, so we spent about an hour, I guess, sort of working through that and all that sort of stuff. So yeah, we did. We mightn't have had an episode. I mean, it would have been interesting to have done an episode actually doing me doing this. But then again, me swearing about why the app's not working is probably not appropriate on to be putting up as a podcast. But we got it done.
Let's go to Jacob. Hopefully Jacob's week's been improved from last 2 weeks we spoke to him. Jacob, how's your week been, mate?
Oh, I'm good. I'm pretty damn good.
Cool.
How's your week been, mate?
Rainy.
Drum roll.
Working outside a lot.
Okay, good to hear, mate. Good stuff. Anything exciting during the week you caught your eye? I think you told me about Amazon is making a TiVo competitor box or whatever.
Yeah, but the thing is, TiVo is always going to be better.
Oh, of course.
It's been around a long time.
So what's the deal with that, Jacob?
I didn't read it. I just sent it to you so you could read it.
Well, I didn't read it. I thought you read it. Well, that's lame. But anyway, Amazon's making a TiVo-like box. Yeah. Apparently, I don't know. I didn't read it. I should read it more. But I'll let you guys know next week. But apparently, it's going to be pretty cool.
Yeah, it'll come down, I guess. It'll come down again to what content is on it. I mean, the boxes themselves are. You can look at. You're going to be talking about a TV box shortly. But the boxes are good. But then it's what the content that comes out of them. That's the important thing. So whether Amazon can have as much, Amazon have got their own, you can buy videos and watch stuff on Amazon. So whether they've got enough that can compete with TiVo, or they buy enough that will compete with TiVo, I think that'll be the question too. I have
something to say about that.
Yes, Jacob.
Well, you know how TiVo is like cable, but what if their competitor does not hooked up to satellite or cable or the antenna? That's where they're going to lose the function.
Yeah. I think there was a TiVo in Australia, wasn't there? But I don't think it wasn't very successful, was it? So I haven't heard much.
It was all right for a little bit.
Yeah.
I thought it just died, and it's a shame. It was good. It's awesome. TiVo's awesome. I love TiVo.
Yeah.
It's the same. You can't get a TiVo here, but I think there's other alternatives in Australia.
And I think the content, again, I think TiVo in Australia lack the content that TiVo in the US. And I think their box was a bit nerfed compared to the TiVo box in the States. So, and that's a hard thing. If you're a company and you provide a service to another country and then you cut back the service to that country, everyone knows now. I mean, we're all on the internet. So if Jacob's got TiVo in the States and he's saying, yeah, I can do this and this and this and this and this on mine, and I say, well, I've got TiVo in Australia and I can only do half of that, you sort of get pretty angry when you find that if it's cut back.
Yeah, exactly.
Crap.
Yeah. And then people...
Yeah, I'm not really a fan of the Amazon Fire Stick and the boxes and that sort of stuff, but I'm not really a fan of the interface. I don't really like it. I think Apple TV.
I can say one thing, Brian.
What?
If Amazon brings it out and they set the box up to look like a Fire Stick or something like that, hell no.
No, definitely not. I got to read more into it. I think I didn't read anything about it.
The Fire Stick, they're all built on, Android, but their skin, like Amazon, puts its own stuff, of course. And now that's an issue with Android is that, Google produce Android and the pure Android experience, but then any developer can grab hold of Android and can then turn it into whatever they like, like add, you know, add their own apps onto it, or change the look of the apps and various other things. And so that makes it, you know, I had a person with a Telstra tablet come and see me at work the other day. And, you know, yes, a Telstra tablet is built on Amazon, but Amazon built on Android, but it's got Telstra apps, and it doesn't look like a pure Amazon experience. Oh, Amazon, I keep saying Amazon, a pure Android experience.
Have you actually signed up to Amazon Prime, Darryl, yet?
Not yet. No, I haven't yet. I really haven't had. I guess I haven't really bought anything from the Australian Amazon store yet. So I guess until I sort of see I've looked at stuff, but I really haven't sort of jumped in and bought anything from the Amazon Australian store yet. So I guess I'm just waiting for, you know, the store to get more and more stuff in it and all that sort of stuff. But I'll probably eventually, you know, sign up. But it's going to be interesting. Amazon, I mean, that's probably another story for another day, but Amazon's, you know, how Amazon will go in Australia. You know, will it be able to eventually, will it slowly over time grow to the point of what it is in the US, or will it always just be another player, you know, in Australia and not be as big? I just don't know.
Yeah, definitely. What else is there, Jacob?
We'll get to
the Foxtel stuff in a minute, because I want to talk about that a little bit more, because I've got a few things to say about it.
What about the fees?
For what?
Like TiVo has for theirs, but what would Amazon do for theirs? Would they have the same, but like the recording fees and stuff like that?
For the new Amazon box?
Yeah. Would it be the same price, or would they...
I don't know, mate. I'm not sure.
That'd be...
Interesting to see.
Whether they bundle it in with Amazon Prime, or whether they have it as a separate... And, of course, that's going to affect whether people... You know, how much does it cost is a big question. That's usually the first question people ask. So, it's going to be interesting. This continuous war of... between, you know, the streaming services and because it's the big frontier, you know, people are watching less and less television, you know, live television, if you like, you know, sitting down and watching a program at 8 in the evening or something, and people are just watching stuff when they want to watch it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So you've got something about IQ4. You've got IQ4, haven't you? Or you're getting an IQ4.
I'm getting one on. It's coming here on Monday.
Ah, so you'll be able to do a review.
Now, I was quite amazed when I got this press release. See, I get press releases from Foxtel when anything happens with Foxtel, and I put it onto my blog. So, from October, they're going to be launching a dedicated 4K channel. With sports and movies and that sort of stuff. And they've also put out a new 4K. An IQ4 box, but I think people are saying it's 3.5. It's not an actual, I don't know how it works, but anyway, apparently it's more faster and stuff, and
yep,
better performance in it and stuff. But did you have a read of it, Darryl, at all, or did you?
I haven't seen much of the IQ boxes. Because I don't have Foxtel, I haven't sort of really. I haven't followed. I know in the past that some of them were there were complaints that they were buggy, and I think it was the software, you know, the software in it that was a bit buggy. And they were constantly patching it, and I was reading that people were sort of kicking up and going, you know. I think that was the IQ3. Was it the IQ3? I think you had some issues with it at one stage.
Oh, I had some issues. They've updated. They've put software updates out and stuff and mine's been working good.
Yeah, but I know at certain stages.
You know, 4K, you know, it's probably pretty awesome that Foxtel are actually doing this. I'm not sure, Jacob, do you know if your TV provider or anything else over there does 4K channels at all or not?
Well, I don't have a TV provider, not right now, but... I think it can, and it's just you have to have the newer boxes.
Exactly. That's what Foxtel is doing. So, you know, this is pretty awesome that Foxtel is doing this, and there's no extra costs for the channel. If you got the premium package or the sports package or whatever,
it's a way of them trying to distinguish between you know, networks. Like, you know, look how long it took when HD was high definition, you know, 1080p. Yeah, exactly. And it was been out for years, and the networks were still not here, was still only showing the odd show, maybe a bit of sport or something, on, you know, on HD. And yet we'd had HD TVs for a number of years, and people were saying, well, why bother having HD TV? Because I want to watch the cricket, or I wanted to watch the football. And for quite a while, they weren't in HD, or like the AFL, for example, wasn't in, you know, HD for a long time. And you sort of think, well,
yeah, exactly.
So maybe this time with 4K, and also with 4K, as more and more people are moving on to the NBN, they're actually capable of watching 4K TV, because or 4K streaming, more than, I mean, it doesn't matter about the TV, but the streaming, internet-based stuff, there's more and more people that are able to do that.
So this is so if you're on satellite, you can get it, but if you're on cable, you can't have it. So
okay.
I'm not sure what people need to do. Foxtel, what would they'll do when a customer will call up and saying they want this, you know, if you're on cable, but I don't know, maybe they'll need to put a satellite dish up and
that's certainly going to be an issue, because I wouldn't
have a different cable.
Or upgrade,
because apparently
they have to upgrade it, I guess.
Yeah, they will, because apparently Foxtel's not doing any more cable.
No, they're not rolling out.
It's going to be for the NBN.
Okay. Yes. Yeah. See. So Telstra's cable and Foxtel's cable will eventually die, because it'll all run through the NBN. See, for the Americans listening here, where cable was in a lot of places, cable started off in Australia. Foxtel and Telstra started, or Telstra started laying it. Optus started laying it in some of the cities, and only did parts of the big capital cities. They never, it never went out everywhere, and then they just stopped laying cable years ago, stringing cable up, and so now they're going to eventually. It'll all just be folded into the NBN, and same with Telstra stuff.
Yep. So they won't be doing any more cable anymore, so that's going to be for the NBN. So if they want this 4K stuff, people need to get satellite, but I'm not sure how that's going to work. So,
well, yeah, because I know satellite, I mean, that'll be the funny thing. It'll be easy in the bush because it's satellite. Foxtel is only, you know, he's the bush is the only way you can get it in the bush. So for those in the country, they're going to be sitting here saying, well, it doesn't bother us, because the only way we can get it is satellite anyway. It'll be you guys in the city that in Melbourne and Sydney in that particular that had cable that are going to be told, well, if you want 4K. But then if the cable's going to disappear eventually, but I don't know why they're not running it through. I guess they think it's, the NBN's not going to be fast enough for 4K. No.
Well, I don't know. Apparently, that's what they – I asked the girl yesterday on the phone, and she said
I can actually vouch for what you're saying, Brad.
Yeah. Hang on. Let me explain.
How much they need.
Yep.
What?
Oh, you mean how much speed?
How much internet you need. You need at least 100 megs.
Yeah.
Saying that they're getting rid of the cable customers because they're making more room for the NBN and stuff.
Yep.
Apparently.
And by the sound of it, by doing satellite, they don't have to worry about the NBN speed, because there's only going to be at the moment Jacob was saying, you know, 100 megabits a second is probably, you know, what minimum you need to really run 4K properly, then there's going to be very few people that are going to have it, because very few people are going to get 100 megs.
Well, that's true, but if you want 4K, hey, sign up to Foxtel and then you get your 4K channel on there.
On satellite, yeah. That's what I mean. But it's a real, if that's the case, then that's a real slap for the NBN, because you would have thought that the NBN should have eaten that and should have had that easy, and that you could have just, anyone could have hooked up anywhere, like, and got 4K through the internet, but it looks like it's not going to be the case. And that's the thing I've been arguing, not just here, but with people in my local community. So, you don't need the sort of speeds, you don't need that speed. But I said, look, 4K is coming on the horizon. And I said, eventually television, you know, eventually, you know, your streaming services and all that will be starting to offer it. Or they won't be able to offer it because we won't have the fast enough internet. So Netflix might say, I'd love to really offer, you know, a lot of 4K stuff in Australia, but they might say, well, why? But we can't really do it because you guys don't have fast enough internet.
Yeah, true.
So I don't know.
So, yeah.
Good thing that brings up, Brad.
What?
You know, like with some dish provide satellite providers, that each like you, they have the LMBs on the outside.
Mm-hmm.
One that has a standard LMB, then you got your HD. Then what are they going to have to do? Bring out a 4K one that?
No. You just get the box. You just get the new box, or you get the software update. You've got the IQ through already. You just update the firmware, and away you go.
No, it's just some people out here. Like I'm a, you know, a Dish Network.
Yep.
They had to like my neighbor Jerry. He had a Dish for a long time. Then they all of a sudden they said, "Oh, you need to upgrade to this Dish." Then what happened a few years later? They upgraded to another Dish just to receive more signals. If you didn't have the right Dish, you would lose about 80% of your channels. That's what I'm saying, because the LMB outside that's hooked to your Dish, that might have to be changed, but nothing else.
What over here? No, that doesn't need to be done, because they've put out a new box and they've updated the firmware. So for that to happen, so they don't really need to do anything.
Who knows? Who knows? You just have to wait until that it gets there to see if they have to do anything special.
Well, no, they don't.
Yeah. Okay.
All they do is they put out the new IQ4 box, and if you've got satellite, you just put that in. That's it.
Okay.
That's all they do.
Yeah.
Cool.
So yeah, so 4K. Yeah, that's going to be interesting to see what happens.
Yeah, and as I said, the Channel 7 are going to be doing, I think, 4K for the cricket. It's going to be interesting how many people can actually avail themselves. Oh, no. I mean, it'll be interesting whether that'll kick along, you know, sales of 4K TVs, because, you know.
Oh, Kogan. Kogan's awesome.
So yeah, that'll be good, because, I mean, I remember when, you know, when there was 3D TV and Jerry Harvey.
Yeah, I remember that.
And Jerry Harvey was running around with his whiny voice telling how it would be a game changer. That fell flat because there wasn't, and of course they didn't take into account that a lot of people can't watch 3D the way it was, because they get headaches and feel nauseous and all the rest of it. So 3D TV went sort of down the toilet. Whereas 4K, I'm sure, is not going to, because it's just the next generational leap from, you know, HD TV and that. But it'll, yeah, people might be charging out buying, you know, 4K TVs. I won't be at the moment, but
I'm going to get one in a couple of months.
Yeah, because I don't know. I've never really had a good look at a 4K screen game, but I don't know with my eyesight whether I'd see much difference. But I must. I have seen them. I have seen them in the shops where they've been playing, you know, DVDs that are in 4K, like those as demos. You know, the demos in the shops. And, yeah, that in the shops it looks spectacular. You look at some of those special DVDs, you know, they've got obviously with programs, not programs, but usually scenes of the country and all that sort of stuff, and it looks spectacular when you see them on.
Yeah, it does.
There, I have seen. Now, I've not indeed seen live programs on 4K, but I've seen those, and I look at them and go, ooh, if it's really like that, it's very nice. Very nice.
Especially on a 65-inch TV.
Ooh, yeah. I need a bigger room to put. So I'd need a bigger room to put a bigger TV.
What's that, Jacob?
Stick that sucker on the wall.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
It's not so much I could fit it somewhere. It's just that, you know, when you get in those really big size TVs, you don't want to be sitting right next to it. You've got to be sitting right. You've got to be sitting back a bit.
Oh, yeah.
You've got to have room to sit back from them. It's not like, you know, you're jammed up against this, like a 70-inch or whatever is TV. You think, yes, yes, no.
Just don't like that one person sets the sets the TV up.
Yep.
And their bathroom's right there. Watch TV while they're going to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Just don't be one of those type people.
I was I remember the big old cathode CRT tube TVs. They had the big tubes in the back of them. Heavy as anything. Really heavy, big TVs, but they're really heavy. And I remember my brother talking the story about my brother was very, very young, and he climbed in behind the TV where all the wires are. And I went to from the front of the TV to try and grab him to get him out of there, because he's my younger brother. And he pushed the television, and the television fell off its stand and landed on me. And I ended up being pinned under the television until my parents couldn't pull it out. I didn't get hurt, or I didn't break any bones or anything, but it was just the TV was so heavy that I couldn't get myself out from underneath it. Because in those days, for all you young'uns out there, they had huge tubes. There'd be a huge tube in the back of them, cathode ray tube, CRT tube in the back, like the older computer monitors. And they were big. So if you've got a big television, you've got a big tube, and they're heavy. Trying to lift them and carry them anywhere, if you had if you're moving house or anything like that, they were just monsters. Well, you look at the flat screens today, you can just pick them up in one hand.
Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah.
So I mean, it's just pick it up, but you forget those big old televisions. They were big wood boxes around them. They were just heavy.
Yeah. 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 All right, so Jacob, any else you want to mention before we wrap the episode up?
Nothing really, Brad.
Darryl, what about you? Anything else you want to mention?
No, I don't think I've got anything. I mean, tech news. Remember that Apple will soon be having another event, yes. and I presume that will be when the new iPhones will be released, and there's already, a million and one rumors.
New iPads.
Yeah, there's a million and one rumors going around the internet of what it's going to be, whether it's on iPhone 9 or whether they're going to make a different model of the X and all that sort of stuff, and what the cameras are going to be like, and iOS 12 will be coming out at probably similar time, and they're still pushing out beta versions of that. I've been watching the YouTube videos of the beta versions, and just before we were talking about FaceTime that was going to be group messaging or group video calls on FaceTime is not going to make it to iOS 12, at least the first version of iOS 12.
That's a shame.
Apple sort of pulled. I presume it's because they may be having an issue with it. Maybe in the beta testing. They've had some reports back from the beta testers saying there's some bugs or there's something, and it must be enough that they're concerned. They don't want to push it out in the opening iOS 12 and have people complain that it's buggy or not working properly. So while it's disappointing, at least it's better they do that, and when it's released, it's working properly rather than them just saying, oh, well, we'll just push it out anyway.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
So
exactly.
We can put up with that. So yep, that's a wrap.
What episode has this number been? This has been episode what?
483. So we're into the 80s of the 400s now.
Yes.
So we're getting towards the magical 500.
That's it. And a shout out to Paul Telly Wars. He's a new Patreon.
Yes. A big shout out.
$1 a month. That's all right.
So if you want to be shouted out, think we'll come along and be a patron, and we'll mention you next week. So how about that?
Exactly.
Patreon.
So shout out to all the patrons. Yes. Jacob, Betty, Andrew, everyone.
Yep.
Sean, everyone else on there. Awesome people. Yep.
No, it's great. And so,
awesome. Thanks, guys.
So, yep, if you want to be on that list of people, then just jump onto patreon.com/techwebcast. And for as little as a dollar or two a month, you can be a patron.
Exactly.
Cool bananas.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And that's a wrap, Darryl. That's a wrap. Wrap the episode up, homie.
Oh, homie.
Do you wear a hat backwards?
No.
They don't.
No, I don't, because I get sunburnt. So.
I do.
Yeah, that'd be right. You bros.
Did you, Jacob?
I'm a broski.
A broski. No, I don't wear my hat backwards because, particularly in the summertime, I struggle with getting sunburnt anyway with hats. So I need to have hats. So that'd be the last thing, because there's nothing worse than someone with their hat backwards with a big red face, sunburnt face.
Oh, yeah. I'm looking for the hot weather this year.
I'm sort of aiming away, and I'm not. I'm it's a fire season at this end of the world that I'm sort of look these days. Once upon a time, I'd sort of think, yeah. Summer, great, fantastic. Now it's wrapped.
Month, is that going to be spring, is it? Spring?
Yep, we're in September. We'll be officially.
Where do we get in spring?
Well, I don't know. Yeah, can be still. We still get cold weather, but it gets a bit. Well, at least up this end of the world of the state, it can get a bit unstable. In other words, you tend to get a few spring thunderstorms and stuff like that floating around. Depending if that's what that. I mean, that was traditionally, but if you know, if you're an advert of climate change or anything, and you usually get a bit of, usually get a bit of rain. The farmers would sort of want a bit of spring rain. I don't know now these days with climate
change. Bloody Sydney, they're on a drought, water drought. They've had no rain.
You look at, and they've been having, you know, bushfires, or as the Americans call them, wildfires, have been burning in the middle of winter. So I mean, you know, like in August in winter, they've been having, you know, they've been having fire restrictions, and they've been having, you know, big fires. So that parts of New South Wales and Queensland are in diabolical trouble with the drought because they haven't had feed, and there's a lot of farmers. So if you've got a few dollars to spare and you see some of those, particularly online, some of those farm groups are raising money to buy feed, like bales of hay and things to truck to the farmers in New South Wales and Queensland that are doing it hard. So if you do see some of those too, and you have got a spare dollar or two, give some support. Here it is, here in Australia I'm talking about, give some support to the farmers, because yes, up there in New South Wales and Queensland, they're doing it very hard at the moment, and there's no sign yet of any rain.
All right, so let's finish up before 1 o'clock. So yes. Jacob and Daryl, wrap the podcast up. You guys want to say something, go ahead.
Oh God, what do you want to say, Jacob, to wrap this baby up?
I'll wrap this mother bleep up.
Well, Audwin's not here, so you can say what you...
Well, anyway, so Jacob says, we'll wrap this up. So from Jacob and Brad and myself,
yes.
and even though Aldwin's not here, from Aldwin, thank you for listening to 483, and we look forward to you listening to episode 484 next week. And as Uncle Leo would say, another tech webcast is in the can. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Thank you for listening to Tech Webcast. Don't forget to like us on Facebook and Twitter at Tech Webcast. We'll catch you next time. Cheers.
Tech Webcast. Tech Webcast. Tech Webcast. Tech Webcast. Tech Webcast.
Minus 10.
Tech Webcast.
9.
Tech Webcast.
7.
Webcast. Tech Webcast.
Six.
Tech Webcast.
Five.
Webcast. Tech Webcast.
Four.
Webcast. Tech Webcast.
Three.
Webcast.
Three.
Tech Webcast.
Two.
Tech Webcast.
One.
Tech Webcast.
Zero.
Ignition.
A beautiful liftoff. Climbing nicely. Roll program initiated.